of the grandeur of God, whose sense of God's overwhelming omnipotence and might and majesty reduced the human intellect and human striving to naught. And these teachings offended Servetus, who believed that people are free, that they do have a capacity for virtue, even if they more often prefer sloth and gluttony and wrath and envy and Bud Light and Fox News and the other seven sins. The books that Servetus wrote enunciating these ideas were eventually burnt together with their author, burnt over a fire of green wood to prolong the agony. An act of cruelty so shocking that the conscience of Europe was aroused and voices began to be raised in defense of religious toleration as a more enlightened and more Christian policy than the bloody persecutions and religious wars that were common in those times. And Servetus was right. Each of us is a center of agency and choice. Every moment presents decisions over how to react to our circumstances and surroundings. People are free, but they are also very often lazy, sometimes scared or insecure, sometimes not always logical. So how do we respond? Often my first instinct is to lash out, to attack, to judge others, to condemn, maybe even to exult in my own mental and moral superiority. But the Aikido or the Tai Chi master, versed in the ways of the Tao, would emphasize instead maintaining my own inner balance, staying poised, deflecting or disarming the adversary, allowing that negative energy to defeat itself. Gail Stern, who teaches women self-defense, illustrates one possible parry to imagine this, a bully who brags about grabbing women's private parts. She says, counter with a comment like, I love satire. If weird people would actually behave that way or believe things like that, it's so cool you called it out. That's verbal judo. Do is cognate with Tao. It's the way. Ju is soft or gentle. It's the soft way. That is not an easy maneuver to pull off. It's not easy when so many stupid, counterfactual, misleading, and uninformed tweets can make it seem as though not only are we living in an asylum, but that the inmates are in charge. But this is the exact moment that I need to step back, to let go, to take a deep breath, to think about the big picture, the Z particle and the Big Bang, and the improbability of being here at all. To remember who I am, a microcosm, a fleeting expression of this astonishing creation. To believe again that life is not only worth living, it's worth protecting and promoting and celebrating. To remember that this world, despite all its foolishness and cruelty, is not a dystopia. It's not a ship of fools. The ship of fools is an image that Plato uses to describe a boat filled with mutineers. In the allegory. None of these upstarts knows anything about navigation or sailing. They're all completely ignorant of any seafaring skills, but having seized control of the vessel, each demands to take the helm and be given command. They give themselves great inflated honorary titles like Grand Captain and Commodore without having earned any of those in the least. They spend all their time quarreling, calling each other names, even tossing each other overboard without realizing it. They're hopelessly lost at sea. Meanwhile, the true pilot, Plato says, will watch the winds and seasons, observe the skies and the stars and the winds and the currents, while the fools call this able seaman a stargazer. Mm-hmm.